Branch NMLS number 33041. Rick Rittman's NMLS number 664589. Equal housing lender. Some restrictions apply.
Welcome to Indy's Real Estate Gurus, brought to you by Advisors Mortgage Group and Fix It Mortgage. Our branch NMLS is 33041. Now, here's your host, the hard-working mortgage guy, Rick Rickman.
Happy Saturday, and thank you so much for joining me. I truly appreciate it. It's really interesting the way that the housing market is going right now. I've been talking about it pretty much every show a little bit, and I'm going to just real briefly just touch on it. It's still hot as can be. It is kind of amazing what you have to go through in the housing market, you know, and get your house, you know, sell your house, how you shop for a house, how quickly they sell. It is incredible. And actually next Saturday at 3:30, we're going to talk about the housing market. So if you're wondering about it, we'll have a show on that next Saturday. Today, we're going to talk about credit. I think credit is extremely important to most of us. And I think it's one of those things that is very, very misunderstood by most people. They, you know, for instance, as an example, I had a person I was working on helping them increase their credit scores. One of the things I like to do, if there's a way to increase the scores before we can, you know, close on a loan and I can get the scores up, I can maybe get somebody a better rate. So I have the credit company we work with, we have some options that we for free can run some scenarios, and it will give us an idea of what, if you do certain things, what the credit score is going to be and how long that's going to take. And then there's some ways we can do that quicker. So anyway, I won't get into the specifics, but I had somebody who they said, we're going to pay off this debt. And I said, you know, let's get an application. Let's run credit. Then let me run these scenarios and tell you, you know, it will tell us what debt to pay off, how much to pay off, those type of things to optimize the credit score. And in this case, they wanted to pay off. If they paid it off, it actually didn't help their score as much as if they paid it down to $10. I know that sounds crazy, but it pay it down to $10. Nobody would think that, and nobody would do that. And it made about a 20-point difference in their credit score. So it is extremely important if you have some credit issues or you're thinking, okay, I'll pay this off and do this and do that to increase my credit score. If you're thinking about doing that because you want to refinance, we should or purchase a home, either one. You know, even if you're a little ways off from purchasing a home or a little ways off from refinancing, contact me. We can talk about it. And then we can work on the scenario that you need, you know, what you need to do, what you need to pay, how much you need to pay, and to make it so that we get your credit score and we optimize your credit score. This program will tell us over time, over 1 month, 2 months, 6 months, you know, whatever number I set in there, it will tell us over time what it expects the credit score to be. It will tell us if it expects the credit score to drop because of something that is probably coming off your credit that was positive. So it looks at that. It's an amazing technology and can be extremely helpful, and it's completely and utterly free. So it's definitely worth looking at if you're in that type of situation. So if you have credit issues, or it doesn't even have to be credit issues. You maybe have a very good credit score. Maybe you have a 719 credit score, but if we can get it to a 720 to 739 or 740 to 759 or even better, 760 or above, you're just going to get better options, lower rates, maybe less cost. You know, there's things that higher credit score is going to do for you for a mortgage, along with, you know, jobs now can run your credit, you know, buying a car, all the other things that it can affect. So that's extremely important. And before we really get totally into the credit, one of the things that I've seen anyway, and you've probably heard on TV, where I think it's Experian, but it may be Equifax, I can't remember which one it is, that comes out and they say, you know, we can raise your credit score instantly. And it's true, because what they do is they add utilities, you know, cell phone payments, those type of things. They go in and they have that added to your credit report. And their credit report that you get from them will go up. It will not affect your mortgage credit report at all. It will not raise the score. It won't lower it, but it won't raise it. It will do nothing. So it isn't something that's going to be helpful to you for a mortgage. You have to do more than that. It's just not in the algorithms for the mortgage financing. So it doesn't do any good. They just kind of disregard that and you get the normal credit scores. So it's just something that we just need to work on. So the best thing to do if you're in that situation, get with me. It's 317-215-7600. Rick Ritma, the Hard Worker Mortgage Guy at Advisors Mortgage Group, 317-215-7600 or hardworkingmortgageguy.com. Let's get more into the detail of credit. You know, what makes up your credit score? You know, there's really five items that make up your credit score. First is payment history, and payment history is 35% of your score. So that's how you've paid. I've had people call me and they say, I don't understand why my credit score is low. I've never missed a payment. And it's true, they've never missed a payment, but it's only 35% of their score. It's also why somebody who's new to credit won't have an 850 or, you know, won't have an 800 score or 760 score maybe. They just don't have the history to have that type of score. So the history matters, and it matters the most, it's 35%. So what that means is you want to have good credit over time. And so when we say it affects your score, it affects your score positively if you have good credit. It affects your score negatively if you have bad credit. And since it's history, it stays on your credit report for anywhere from 7 to 10 years, sometimes longer, even though they say it doesn't. I've seen it stay on there longer. So it can affect your credit score for quite some time. So the key is to try to make your mortgage payments on time. Now, when they report to a bureau, on time is 30 days late. If you pay something in 29 days, I'm not encouraging anybody to pay it 29 days late, but unless you don't want to go 30 days late, do 29 days. It won't show up in your credit report long-term, and it won't hurt your credit score long-term if you make that payment. Obviously, it's better to make your payments on time, but that really helps. And again, payment history is 35% of the score, so that's extremely important. The amount of debt is 30% of your score, and this is more of let's take a credit card. So you take a credit card and you have a credit limit of $10,000. You know, if you only owe $1,000, you're at 10%. That's fantastic. And that's going to give you a good score. If that was the only card that you had, you'd paid it on time, you had it a long time, you owed $1,000 on a $10,000 limit, you're at 10%, you're going to have a very good score. However, if you had that same $1,000 on a credit card that had a $1,000 limit, with everything else being equal, your score is going to be significantly lower because it's the amount of debt compared to your balance compared to your credit limit. And at that point, you're at 100%. Sometimes I see over 100%. That is very, very detrimental to the score. And what we usually try to do is, that's one of the things that we really work on. I had somebody the other day where I was working, trying to help them increase their credit score while they were shopping for a house so they'd get better rates. And one of the things they had was some debt that they were wanting to pay off some of their debt, and they wanted to pay off one credit card and which they had a low balance compared to the limit, and they had one that had a high balance compared to the limit. And I showed them, if they took the same amount of money and paid it on the other card, their credit score was going to go up, was going to be 24 points higher, and change them from one level to the next level, which would get them a better rate once they had done that. So those are the type of things that can be extremely helpful as we look at this. And it's something that we definitely should always look at. And the only way to really look at it is, I have to run credit. I have to see it. We have to know what it is so we can run through it, put it in our system so we can come up with a plan get you the plan and talk about it so you know exactly what to do. After the break, we're going to talk about the three additional pieces of what makes up your credit score.
You're listening to Indy's Real Estate Gurus, brought to you by Advisors Mortgage Group and Fix It Mortgage. Now back to your host, the hard-working mortgage guy, Rick Rickma.
Welcome back, and thank you so much for joining me. I truly appreciate it. It's just great to have you here. We're talking about credit, and credit is so important. And we've talked about the credit mix, what the mix is that you have to have. You know, what are the five pieces of credit that affect you? You know, we talked about payment history is 35% of your score. Amount of debt, the amount of debt compared to your limits is 30% of your score. The next one is your credit age or credit history. Okay. The first one was payment history. Okay. This is credit history and credit age, and it's 15% of your score. So the age of the credit, I know it kind of sounds like it's the same thing, but it's the age of that credit matters. And the credit history. So that's kind of all the same thing. Credit age and credit history are the same. But payment history is totally different. It's they just look at the payment history. And so, but when we're looking at credit age or credit history, it's 15% of your score. What are they looking at there? The longer, which we've talked about, the longer you've had credit, the more, if it's been good credit, the higher your score is going to be. Now, again, it makes up 15% of your score. So if somebody's had credit for a year compared to 5 years, the person with 5 years, if they paid on time, and the person with 1 year paid on time, the person with 5 years is going to have a higher credit score if everything else is equal. I've never seen everything else equal, but if everything else was equal, that's what it would be. So you always have to, you know, there's some certain things you can do to increase that credit age or credit history. One of the things you can do if you have a family member that has great credit or has let's say a credit card they've been paying on for a long time, they make their payments on time, you can be put on as a signer on that card, and then you're going to get to take advantage of the credit history of that card. Now, the debt is going to be counted against you. The payment's going to be counted, you know, towards your debt to income ratio. So it has a little bit of detriment, but it tends to increase your credit score significantly. The other thing, a lot of people have this, is that they have student loans, and the student loans may be in deferral. So let's say you took out a student loan and you took it out your first year of college, and 2 years out of college, you're wanting to buy a house, but you just don't have the credit score. If you start making payments on your student loans, that will then give you, believe it or not, 6 years of history. So it will now give you the history that you need, and your credit scores will go way up. Again, don't do that until you talk to me. We run your credit, we put it through the system, and we tell you what it's going to do. It may or may not be something you need to do. Again, the positive is it runs the credit scores up. It helps the credit scores immensely. The negative, now you have a payment that's going to be in your debt to income ratios, and so we just have to look at that. So it is something that you definitely want to, you know, you have to consider, and definitely something we should look at and talk about. If you're thinking that it, you know, the next year or two you want to buy a house, we should talk, figure out what it is that's going to be best to get you set up with the best credit score so you can get the best options for financing on a home. To do that, just give me a call at 317-215-7600. That's 317-215-7600. Or go to hardworkingmortgageguy.com. That's my website, hardworkingmortgageguy.com. And you can find all my contact information there.
Now it's time for Questions with the Gurus.
You know, I was talking, and today in this market, there's a tremendous amount of first-time home buyers, and I love working with first-time home buyers because it's so gratifying to be able to walk somebody through a process, explain it, you know, really help them understand it, and then get the excitement they have when you buy your first home is just, it's just very rewarding. So it's something that's a lot of fun to do. So if you're a first-time home buyer, you know somebody's a first-time home buyer, we'd love to work with them. But in this case, Christina is a first-time home buyer, and she wanted to know what was involved in being pre-approved. So this is important to anybody who's looking at buying a home. Pre-approval, especially in today's market, is vitally important. If there's four offers, five offers on a house, and you're one of those and you're not pre-approved, from what the agents tell me, they don't even look at your offer, unless it's a cash offer, of course. But if it's not cash and you're not pre-approved by a lender, they don't look at it, because it's not a powerful enough offer. They're looking to, when they get that many offers, they're looking for reasons not to accept your offer, and that's a reason not to accept your offer. So you definitely want to have a pre-approval. But not all pre-approvals are the same. And some people will give you a pre-qualification, which is not the same. It means you haven't done all the due diligence that you do for a pre-approval. Pre-approval, we run underwriting, and we make sure that we have an approval on underwriting. It's not a final approval on underwriting, but it's the basic approval on underwriting. We want to get the income information and make sure that we have all the income information so that we can tell them we've already verified that. That's important to do, because they need to know that's not going to be a contingency they have to worry about. So we want to verify that employment before we do that pre-approval letter. We want to verify the assets, make sure that you have the down payment and it's a usable down payment, or if it's coming from a gift, that we know where that money's coming from, we know it's available, so that when we can put that on the pre-approval, so when they receive your pre-approval, they know you are qualified and we've eliminated as many of the contingencies as we can. If you don't have to sell your house, we put on that, you know, that it's not contingent on your home selling, so that they know that that's not a contingency. So all of those things are very important to getting an offer approved in today's market. And that is a lot of what it's about in today's market. So I recommend a pre-approval, and I recommend in today's market, we go well over what we ever used to do on a pre-approval to make sure that they know you are highly qualified. I've done, I don't know, at least 1,000, probably more pre-approvals. And it's very, very rare when I do a pre-approval that something doesn't go through. And the only reason it wouldn't is because something changes, somebody loses their job, things like that. So that's why it's important to me. I want an agent, when a realtor, when they get my pre-approval, I want them to look at that and know that's a solid pre-approval. That loan, that home is going to close on the financing, and they feel comfortable because I'm the one who pre-approved them. Fortunately for me, one, I'm on the radio. People hear me. They know who I am. I've been in the business for a long, long time, so I know a tremendous amount of agents. Even if I don't know them personally, they know me. They know of me. They've heard of me. I've had people tell me, oh, yeah, my agent said, oh, yeah, yeah, go with Rick. He's awesome. And this would be an agent that I've worked with. They were maybe the listing agent on a house, and they just saw what we did and they were impressed, and they really then feel very comfortable with the way that we do business and that that loan is going to close. And that is extremely important in this market. I can't even stress that enough. It is so important that they know the home is going to close, because any contingency can really be a problem. So that's just, you know, to the question, what is involved in a pre-approval? We're going to take the full application. We're going to run credit. We're going to gather your income docs, your asset docs, and we're going to have the credit there. Anything else that might be something that we need to work on or anything, I'm going to get that. We're going to run through underwriting. We're going to get an approval through underwriting. We're going to verify our assets. We're going to verify our income so that when we give a pre-approval, it's a solid approval. Now, if you're somebody who is self-employed, just know it's going to take a lot longer to do that. Self-employed is definitely doable. I do a lot of self-employed, but you do have to understand, especially in today's market with the changes in the rules due to COVID and them worried about people not earning the income that they earned as self-employed or even employed, then we have to do more verifications. We have to get more documentation. We have to make more more sure that everything's going to be okay. And we have to make sure we understand how to count the income. So if you're self-employed, just know it's going to be a little bit more taxing on you. Unfortunately, it's the way it is. We try to make it as easy as possible, but it does require quite a bit. And we do that to make sure that you are set up to get your, your offer accepted, and that once it's accepted, that we close on the home as we're supposed to in the time frame that we're supposed to. Again, if you need to get a hold of me, you want to talk about that, you have something you want to run through, you need a pre-approval, give me a call, 317-215-7600. It's Rick Ritma, your hardworking mortgage guide, Advisors Mortgage Group, 317-215-7600, or hardworkingmortgageguy.com. That's hardworkingmortgageguy.com. Let's get back to the credit. We're going to talk about the account mix. And the account mix is 10% of your score. And when we're talking about account mix, we're talking about, you know, do you have a car loan? Do you have how many, you know, credit cards, student loans, mortgages, those type of things. So mortgages are going to be the most beneficial on your credit report when you're getting a mortgage. Because what we're looking at is how, I mean, we're getting a rating on your credit. We're getting a rating for a mortgage. And so and with a mortgage, kind of as a side note, but in with a mortgage, we get something called a tri-merge credit report. A tri-merge credit report is taking all three bureaus, TransUnion, Equifax, Experian, putting them all together and giving us one report with all the creditors in there. And we use, as all mortgage companies use, the middle score. So if you have a 720, a 724, and a 726, the 724 is going to be the middle score. If there's two people on the loan, it's going to be the lowest middle score of the two people. If there's more than that, any multiple people, it's always going to be the lowest middle score is the score that's going to be used to establish the rate and the cost for the mortgage. Those things are important to that. It depends on the mortgage and that type of thing. So there's a lot to it, but that's how it's determined. And the credit mix, like I said, is 10% of your score. And we want to see mortgages are most important. Cars would be next. Major credit cards are helpful. Store cards are much less helpful and sometimes are negatives. Finance companies can be actually hurt your credit score, even if you paid them on time. It's just how we see it. Student loans are good for the credit score if they're paid on time. So all of that's looked at. All of that's important. We look at all of that. The credit score is going to come out of all those numbers. That's what's going to be looked at. That's what's going to be important. And the last one, and I get a lot of questions on the last one, and that's credit inquiries. So you have an inquiry on your credit report. One of the things that happens on any credit report is you get a copy of the scores from each bureau. They send you a copy of the scores. If we run your credit, we give you a copy of the credit bureau, the whole report. But you're going to get a copy of your three bureaus. And in each of those, there's going to be usually a minimum of three, normally four, reasons that you don't have a perfect credit score. And a perfect credit score in our world would be an 850. Now, I have done thousands of loans, and I don't believe I have ever seen an 850. I think I've seen in the 840s. And the reason is that once we run credit, you're not going to have an 850 because we've run credit, and that is going to be a credit inquiry, and it's 10% of your score. And it's going to show up, and it's going to lower your score. But you'll hear people say, you know, if you shop for a mortgage and you shop within 30 days and three mortgage companies pull your credit, then it doesn't affect your credit score. And what is true about that statement is that if I pull your credit and Bank A and Bank B pulls your credit, our credit scores should all be very similar, if not exactly the same. There could be different people we pull it from, but the basics, it's going to be the same. It's almost always identical. So it didn't matter who pulled it first, the score all comes out. But 30 days down the road, when it's no longer when they're 30 days old. Now you have three inquiries instead of just one inquiry. So, Ma, I would encourage you not to run your credit score. If you're shopping around, whether it's with me or anybody, when you're shopping around for a mortgage, a lot of people, the very first thing they want to do is run your credit. I would encourage you not to run your credit immediately unless you're ready to go, you know, with, you know, that's what you're going to do. Otherwise, I would not encourage you to run your credit. Have them run your credit. In fact, and they'll tell you it won't hurt. Other people can pull it. It's all the same. And it is until those 30 days are passed. Then there's three inquiries on your report. So I would encourage you not to do that. If I do it, there's only certain reasons, and I would encourage you not to, but there could be reasons it needs to be done. You have credit issues. You don't have any idea what your credit is, that type of thing. Then it can make a difference. So it can be important at that point. But again, I'd encourage you to try to find the person you're most comfortable with, that's going to be the most helpful, that's going to be able, if you have credit issues, help you get through those issues, help you increase your credit score to get the best option you can for a mortgage. So I would encourage you to do that. Again, if you'd like to talk to me about it, my number, 317-215-7600. It's 317-215-7600. It's Rick Ripma, your hardworking mortgage guy with Advisors Mortgage Group. Or you can go to hardworkingmortgageguy.com. That's hardworkingmortgageguy.com. So what we've talked about is you've got your payment history is 35% of your score. The amount of debt that you have is 30% of your score. And that's debt to the debt compared to the limits, that's what that is. Your credit age or credit history is 15% of your score. The account mix, the type of credit that you have, is 10% of your score. And the credit inquiries are 10% of the score. So that's the makeup. Again, when you're looking at a credit score and you're trying to figure out how to fix it, what's the best way to go about doing it, what should you do, how should you do it, it's not logical. And so you've got to be very, very careful just doing it without knowing what you're doing. And I'm not saying that you need to hire a credit repair company, because we can do the same basic thing for free. We're not going to actually do the work. We're going to tell you exactly what to do, send you exactly a report that gives you the exact plan, or not really a plan. Here's what you got to do. And then here's what we're going to do. And then here's what, based on what you're going to do, if you do those things, here's what the system estimates your credit score is going to be. So, and how long it's going to take to get there. Sometimes it's immediate because of some things we can do that way. Other times it may be 6 months, 7 months, but it prepares you to have the highest credit score. And the highest credit score, not only does it help you in all types of other areas, but it's going to help you on your mortgage, helps you qualify. It helps you it helps you get a better rate most of the time. It helps you get a little, you know, just options that would be beneficial to you for that. So I'd recommend that you definitely look at that. We definitely talk about it. It's something that can be extremely helpful. The other thing I want to talk about, just real briefly, let's talk about what's going on in the rate market. Mortgage rates are still fantastic. They are low. They are at very good levels. I would highly recommend that you at least talk to me about them, because I know you've heard rates have gone up, and the reality is we're still darn near record levels. We are very, very close. They have gone up a tad. They actually went up and they came back down. So if you checked, you know, a month ago, rates were higher. They're now back down. It's definitely worth talking, and it may or may not make sense, but it's definitely worth talking. Again, the best way to do that is call me, 317-215-7600. That's 317-215-7600. Or hardworkingmortgageguy.com, hardworkingmortgageguy.com. Again, this is Rick Ripma, your hardworking mortgage guy at Advisors Mortgage Group. Thanks so much for joining me. I appreciate it. You have a great day.